Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We lost somebody today, Anna.
Who there?
Gotta do a eulogy. Sad stuff. This is a big one.
Is it?
Yeah, look. This is a big one, guys.
Pointing in my peepee.
And your penis is out.
Yep.
Look, it's right there.
This guy was so famous for actually showcasing famous people. He actually had a show called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Isn't that a song?
It was. That was inspired by his show that I believe ran from 1985 to 1994, or 1884 to 1995. I should have his Wikipedia page up, but I don't because I just want to do this from memory.
Oh, yeah. Good Charlotte.
Yes, it was Good Charlotte.
Complaining.
This isn't about them. They didn't die.
Sorry.
You jerk. You know what I just did? I just Googled Robin Charlotte. There you go, idiot face.
The brain's funny like that.
Mine's not good. Robin Leach.
Who?
Robin Leach.
Oh.
The guy is one of the most imitated, like, celebrities from, like, the 80s and 90s.
Do it.
It's just British. I think Ryan Adams could probably do it best. Ryan Adams, give us a good Robin Leach.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, home of champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Pretty good. Thank you.
Harry Potter.
That's not bad either.
It's pretty sad. He died in Las Vegas. Is where he made his home. Is where he's been living. He had a stroke in November while on vacation in Mexico. That led to months-long recovery. I think he's been in a hospital since November. He had another stroke on Monday. Mm. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams, Robin Leach.
Is that a...
That's how he signed off at the end of every one of his episodes.
I'm like, is that a song?
Yeah.
Why am I not following along?
It was a cool show. It was kind of like MTV Cribs before MTV Cribs. He would just showcase rich and famous people, like where they live and where they traveled and things like that. Their lifestyles.
And then by doing that show, he himself became rich and famous?
Yes.
I want to do that.
Well, there's a spot open if you want to try it. Yeah, I mean, he was doing it way before the Travel Channel was doing it. MTV was doing it. Like, he was the innovator of like reality TV when it comes to following around famous people and seeing how they live. He's the one that started it. And then after he did it, everybody wanted to know what kind of toilet Beyonce uses and what kind of, how many cars a rapper has in his driveway and all this stuff.
Well, that's sad. I didn't even know he was a person.
Magician Chris Angel tweeted out earlier today that he met the man that he called Uncle Robin, as he affectionately referred to him, in 2004, and they became fast friends. There will never be another. You know, it'd be cool if Chris Angel went to the funeral and then they were like, open casket. And they're like, where's the casket? And he's like, voila! Like he just made it disappear.
I don't think you should be doing magic tricks at a funeral.
Well, he's Chris Angel. What else is he supposed to do at a funeral? Do a speech?
Just come and cry.
Ugh.
With a, you know.
I'm really glad that show ended in the mid-90s because can you imagine that show now with all the trash that's out there?
What are you talking about?
Like, can you imagine Cash Me Outside? Can you imagine Robin Leach doing something from Cash Me Outside, girl?
He wouldn't do that. Guy had standards.
Did he, though?
Yeah. He only would showcase people that he liked and respected.
From 84 to 94, whatever the run of that show was, you didn't have what you have today.
Yeah, sure. You had a lot of turds out there.
I just don't think it was like today.
I disagree.
You had 80s turds. You had Bon Jovi turds.
Oh, hey.
You had whatever.
Why are you doing that?
Snyder D turds. turds.
D. Snyder?
Twisted Sister.
It wasn't a...
You had Motley Crue. Ew.
Hell yeah, Motley Crue.
Okay, so we gather you don't like rock music.
Ew. Or good music. How about that?
Oh, my God.
I hate 80s music. It's not even Tuesday, and I'm getting upset about it.
I don't know why, though.
Tuesday's only 3-4 days away now.
The 80s are the best.
Let the record show you were the one that brought 80s music into it.
You love the 80s.
Hate it.
I hate that you're pooping on the 80s.
Music is so bad.
You are the one that said, Johnny, I love the 80s. Please, can we have a day where we just feature the music that I like. Could we have a day that you push the right button with your fat ass fingers? Yeah. I remember Robin Leach did a little piece on Madonna.
Yeah.
He's on a permanent holiday.
Oh, come on, dude. Too soon.
Good song.
Have a nice holiday, Robin Leach.
Forever.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, dude.
I see Adam Sandler crying every time I hear that song.
Aw. Yeah. Now Robin Leach can interview Michael Jackson again.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're together.
They are.
Yeah.
He can interview Aretha Franklin. She did. She didn't organize a will.
I know. Her four kids got to split everything up equally.
I mean this in a very nice way, but what a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
God, no will?
Yeah.
Shit, it was worth, what, $80 million?
I wonder what Robin Leach will have to say to her when he sees her. I bet he'll be like, aha! Aha!
Ugh. What is this called? Rain on Me?
No,
Tread
that's...
Tread on Me?
Rain on Me is what you and your boyfriend do in the bedroom.
Not.
No?
We don't do that.
Try it out.
Makes it rain on me, like with dollars?
Bitch, no.
He's more Jewish than I am.
I bet if he were to do it well enough, he could follow you around and watch every breath you take.
This song was so good, Anna.
I like the Police.
Okay, thank you.
That's fine. Yeah. You can play Sting, you play the Police.
You like the Police because you're not a young black male driving around right now.
Oh, boy.
Because everybody knows that they just can't get enough. Anna!
This is a bad song.
This is a bad song?
This was like, I don't know, this was made on a xylophone or something.
This song, I believe, was on every John Hughes movie ever made.
And it's called a synthesizer, damn it.
It sounds like an accordion, and I hate the accordion.
Oh,
I bet the accordion doesn't like you much either.
That's fine.
Man.
I got too much. It's not enough. It's too much.
By the way, I got the Robin Leach theme song from the 80s. Yeah. Sorry, Robin
Leach. This is 70s, so I'll let it pass.
No, this is from the 80s, actually. 1980. So why don't you suck it? I remember when this came out, my older brother and I were playing it over and over again. And you know when you're a kid and you think lyrics are something that they're not?
Let's go.
I didn't know they were saying, another one bites the dust. I thought they were saying, another one fancy Dotson.
What?
I know. I had a bad radio, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Another one fancy Dotson. And I told my dad he needs to buy a fancy Dotson. And my dad hit me in the face.
It doesn't even sound like that at all. This isn't even like a Yanny Laurel. This is straight up like, what the hell?
I was gay for Japanese automobiles. Yeah, another one fancy Datsun. Let's drive one.
What's fancy Datsun is a car?
No.
Statue.
At the end of the day, I just wanted to dance with somebody.
Okay, I like the song. Whitney, my girl, Whitney.
She dead too. Man.
You've played a lot of 80s music by a lot of dead people.
Because the 80s were so long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But all the people you've played would probably still be alive today had they not overdosed or, you know,
I don't know about
touched
that.
Children.
Yeah.
Look, sweet dreams were made of these. You know what I mean?
I think everybody in this band's alive.
Probably. You know who's not alive? Betty Davis.
But Betty White is.
Betty White's alive. Betty Davis, she dead, along with her eyes. You didn't like this song? Kim Carnes?
I don't know who this is.
Why?
You're so dead to me.
Her hair is hollow gold.
Yeah.
It sounds like an 80s movie I don't want to watch.
Oh, did you say 80s movie, Anna? Huh?
This is giving me anxiety.
What?
How is that good?
How's it not?
You're a maniac.
Oh, she likes it. Look at her. Look at her.
I hate it.
You love it. Yeah. Yeah. Heat it up.
Running late. That's what this song is. I'm running late.
It gives me anxiety. But you know what? Anytime I'm running late, I remember, Don't Stop Believing.
This song is getting old.
Don't you even say those words.
I'm kind
of
sick of it.
I will say this. I saw Justin Pawlowski's, he did an Instagram video from the Journey concert.
Yeah.
The Filipino girl didn't sound that great.
I thought it was a dude.
I know. I just like to pick on him. I mean, he's probably on a full tour, so his voice was tired, but he was struggling. It's not an easy song to sing.
No. No, it's not.
But you know what? The guy's getting old, too. He has, like, gray hair now, the little Filipino guy. He's not like some people that are forever young.
Rod Stewart?
No.
Different. That is a good Rod Stewart song.
I like Rod Stewart.
This is Alphaville. This song is so good. This is like on every teen 80s movie, too.
Teens.
Let's dance in style. Let's dance for a while. I love this song. This is a good song. Can wait. We're only
watching the sky. Huh? It just is so cheesy.
I feel like I'm walking into like a prom, and it's like Under the Sea is the theme. And I'm looking at a girl from across the room.
Who's extremely underage.
No. Like, I'm back in high school, a-hole. And I'm looking at this girl from across the
room. Creepy chaperone.
And it's the girl that, that I've had a crush on throughout all my high school years, and now I'm a senior, and I've never made a move. And I'm worried that she's not going to like me because I'm fat, and I got a mullet. And there's so many other guys, like Chad, the quarterback, that I noticed she's been in love with for the last 3 years. And she writes his name on her folder every day beside me in English class. And all I want to do is let her know that I'm just as good as Chad if she'll give me a chance.
She ain't going to give you a chance.
And then as this song starts playing, she looks right at me, and I look right at her. And the dance floor splits. It's like it parts just for us, and she's right in front of me, 50 yards away.
50 yards? It's kind of far.
It's a movie. And as I start my approach towards her, that's when I recognize goddamn Chad standing behind me, and she's looking right past me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
God damn it! John, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
What's up?
What up, kid?
Hey, I love the show.
Thanks, man. I love you for loving the show. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm from Tampa.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah. It's a clever conversation, man. I like it. I like SBK. Freaking awesome.
Me too.
I just don't understand the other two knuckles. I don't understand the other two.
I don't know, man. Your car's breaking up or your face or something. Mike, what's up?
Hey, this is Mike, and I can't wait until you get to new shoes.
would I really do that? Would I play new shoes? I mean, I would have to know how to spell the group New Shoes, wouldn't I? I mean,
it's not just N-E-W shoes?
I believe it's shoes, S-H-O-O-Z.
It's incorrect spelling.
Yeah, I got it. N-U-S-H-O-O-Z. And because that man's listening, he's a b-hole, he's getting it.
Yeah.
This song was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anna's definitely
going
to like this song.
What? It's called I Can't Wait, Anna, and I can't wait for you to start bobbing that little head of yours.
Sounds like a bad Christmas carol.
You're a bad Christmas carol. Keep it gangsta. What? Can't wait. All right, we gotta take a break.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.